mountains, climbing. Welcome into another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner, Bo Matthews. Bo, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. What a great intro song. Best live performer on the planet.
Although, how about that?
Kid Rock has been missing in action. He hasn't done anytime recently.
Yeah. No, he's just sitting on a stack of money.
Yeah, do you ever see him in concert?
I have. Kid Rock was a guilty pleasure of mine back when he was a rapper in the 90s. And
there you go.
Yeah, I saw him several times. I saw him at Mississippi Nights.
Whoa.
when he was nothing.
And his hair was standing straight up.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
Kids in Play. Remember that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, I saw him. He does put on a great show. I completely agree with that.
And you, Tony, put on a great show. Let's go.
Well, all right. Let's put on a great show together right now. We have got a great show for you today. We will be talking to TJ from Tactical S about we've talked a lot about feral hogs and the feral hog issue here in the state of Missouri and throughout the Midwest, really. And the guys at Tactical S, the store, are working on a program to help people that are hunting these feral hogs. What do you call the one, Bo? Hogzilla, right?
Yeah.
Was that a real picture? Did we ever determine?
It was. And I'm now, you know, now
that
you got me thinking.
That thing was the size of an elephant.
It wasn't the size of an elephant. Maybe a baby elephant.
It was pretty big. I mean, you're right. I'm exaggerating a bit, but that thing was huge.
What was it? Okay, largest feral hog on record. Thank you, Google. 1,051 pounds and a lot of barbecue sauce.
Well, we will. We'll talk to TJ about that and some other things here in just a little while. We are also going to talk to our friend Mark McMurray from Bluff City Outdoors. You know, the weather is unseasonably cool right now, and I think that has a lot of people worried that maybe the outdoor season is coming to a close, especially the fishing season is going to get tougher and tougher. And in fact, I believe we still have many weeks of solid fishing weather to go in the year 2020. So going to talk to Mark from Bluff City about the change of the seasons and how many more solid fishing time we have left in this year he thinks we have, and any changes you might want to make to your plans or your tackle box as we do go through this weather change and you want to still enjoy some time on the water. So we'll talk to both of those guys as the show goes on. And right now, we will start the show the way we always do with our friend Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. Aaron, how's it going, bud?
Good. How are you, Tony?
I can't complain. I know you're at the store right now. Right before we started, there was a lot of commotion going on there at Southern Armory. What's going on?
Just a lot of receiving today.
Nice. That's good, right?
It's great. I love them when they're bringing in boxes.
How fast will those boxes be gone? Will you even get them unpacked before they go out the door?
Hopefully. I hope so. We've already got customers already showing up going, hey, you know, you called, said my gun would be in and today, and they're here, and so we're digging through, grabbing guns out and moving them to the front of the line because our customers are here to pick that stuff up. So
is Piper working the register right now, just, you know, making sure the line's moving quickly?
Normally she is on the register, but right now she's on her break eating her for Happy Meal and watching Sophia.
All right, nice.
She's on a break.
She's on a break. That's great.
No child labor law issues there, buddy.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Right before I came on with you guys, she's like, okay, Daddy, get out, go to work. And I'm like, oh, I'm all over it, thanks.
That's awesome. So when Piper steps away from the register, does Ancha take over?
Ancha is on guard duty.
Okay. Aja's the German Shepherd, Bo.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Aja's our screener. Everybody comes in.
There you go.
She gives him the nose and the nod.
I like it. So, Want to get into some of the things happening there at Southern Armory in a minute, but first want to touch on a couple of news stories with both of you. Obviously, the biggest story of the week, you know, was the presidential debate. I don't know if the word debate can be used for what that was on Tuesday night, but it was something. We can get into some of the specifics, some of the details of that circus we saw, but I wanted to ask you both, Aaron, you first, specifically about some of the topics that they covered, and the Second Amendment was really not one of those things that were discussed at the presidential debate. Did you hope that they would have addressed that topic a little bit more, and would you have like to try to hear, you know, what the president and Joe Biden have to say about the Second Amendment issue?
So it seemed to me, well, okay, yes, it would have been nice to get into the Second Amendment. However, that whole debate, you call it, seemed to be just a hit on Trump and what he's done during his first term. That's all it was. And so, you know, of course, he's taken offense to this because, you know, oh, I would have done better if I was in power when COVID hit, and you know, Sleepy Joe was the one saying leave the borders open. Why are we shutting it down? Why are we doing this? And you know, Trump would fire right back with, if we shut them down later, we would have lost more lives. We shut them down way earlier than what you would have done, right? And so, while it was, I heard the word train wreck a lot. And I had to get up and pour bourbon. I was like, this is bad.
By the way, there were some drinking games that were going on. I don't know. We kind of set our own rules. I don't know if you did that, but I did actually pour me a 32-ounce White Russian with collusion. And I drank the whole thing by about halfway through the thing.
Yeah.
Because I played by the rules.
It was crazy. Go ahead, Aaron.
Anyway, my mother, I, and a friend played a drinking game back when Bush was debating, and we said, let's do insurgency, terrorist, troops. We had like one more in there, and we had literally 2/5 of alcohol gone in about 45 minutes.
What were your words, Bo? What were your words on Tuesday?
Let's see. So any time that Chris Wallace was going to fact check on the spot, Trump, if he would have said fake news or hoax, and Biden was period, and come on, man, which he only said a couple of times.
Next time, I dare you to set the rules as any time. Well, they're supposed to turn the microphones off now. They're talking about the microphones being turned off when one person's speaking. I was going to say what would be the death card would be you have to take a drink every time somebody interrupts another person.
Oh boy!
Yeah, you'd never make it. You'd never.
Yeah, when it first started, I just want to say, when it first started, before the candidates came out, or before, you know, the guys came out, it looked to me like the like where the wrestlers come out on a WWE night, on a Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, you're right.
And sure enough, they came out and they did not disappoint. It was a knockdown drag. I kept thinking about Mike Tyson, how relentless he was. And Trump reminded me of that. And I heard you guys talking this week on the Glover Show, Tony, that, you know, just if he would have just, you know, held back and just let Joe have enough rope to do it himself.
Oh.
It would have probably been
so many times I thought that Joe Biden was about to give a really bad answer, and the president just wouldn't let him even give a bad answer. That was very frustrating. So, Aaron, go ahead, continue your analysis of the debate, and then why they didn't talk about the Second Amendment and what you wanted to hear.
So that whole first debate was just focused on Trump and his presidency. It literally was just basically a hit piece put on by the moderator and the people that put on the presidential debates, this nonprofit. So quite interesting. I'm looking forward to the second one. As a matter of fact, we're going to be hosting a watch party up here at Southern Armory for the second one. So you can get online and there's an event set up for that, and let us know you're coming. You just call up here or email one of us and let us know.
Yeah.
That we have an idea. And So, yeah, that's pretty much it for that. But, yeah, I just felt it was...
Are your customers talking about it when they come in?
Yeah.
How big of a deal is it to your customers there at Southern Armory, this debate and this election?
So a lot of them were kind of like what we're saying. It was like, man, you know, it could have been so much better, you know, if Trump just would have let Joe hang himself. And we all know that he would have done that. And hopefully he just lets him do that as the next debate unfolds. And then finally the third one as well. So with all that being said, yeah, everybody was just like, it was pretty brutal. Yeah. But here's the deal. He is a brawler. We know that. He's very aggressive. I wish he would get a pen and paper and just write that stuff down and then, you know, kind of wait. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's the high road, you know. You just take the high road. We all know. We all get it. And he's done a ton for this country, you know, rolling back regulations that were restrictive, et cetera. Now, they did not bring up the one thing that he did get done, and this is a sore subject with, you know, gun owners, is the bump stock ban.
Mm-hmm.
There was no mention of that on one of the things that he did. I actually saw an ad on Facebook, like a Politics Now, you know, and it gave you his presidency by the numbers. It was, you know, like 2 impeachments, almost 1,600 mass shootings, 2,000 children dying, you know what I'm saying, from gun violence. And I'm like, 1,600 shootings?
Yeah, and there's no responsibility to the hearts of the men and women that are protesting or rioting and looting anywhere. One of these two guys is supposed to change the heart of America.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
Yeah.
My takeaway, honestly, if I can interject before we run out of time, Aaron, was that what it seemed like to me was that, Tony, if you walk into a room of people and somebody in that room, you know, doesn't like you, starts lying out loud and just, you know, yes, Tony's this and Tony's that and Tony. Would you let that person continue or would you interrupt them,
you know, and
defend
yourself? I'm going to plug the podcast exclusive right now because I want to talk a little bit more about the debate and have a little bit more of a deeper discussion when we do that. But, Bo, to your point, the moderation, the way it was set up, was really poor, and I want to get into that, and it created the issue that you're addressing there, Bo,
right,
the way that the setup was. Aaron, before we do run out of time, we mentioned you're receiving there at Southern Armory. What's the latest as far as inventory is concerned?
We have, I think, 4 or 5 Glock 19 Gen 5s coming. So if you're in the market for one of those, you might want to call, stop in. They will not make it through the wall. I'm telling you right now, we've got more AR-15s on the way. We'll catch them on Tuesday. And then ammo, it's still rolling through. We're sending out that text message.
Yeah.
So if you haven't joined, again, you know, you just 51660 and Armory 25, and you'll get in on it.
You get
just
text alerts, yeah.
Shout, hey, ammo arrived, guns arrived. Here.
And Aaron, before we run out of time, remind folks how they can find you.
Yeah, so you can get on Southern Armory on Facebook, Second Amendment News Podcast on Facebook, and stop in 9901 Watson Road, 1 mile east of 270 and 44, and southernarmory.com.
Southernarmory.com.
That's southernarmory.com.
And that is Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. Aaron, thanks for your time today. We'll talk to you same time next week.
All right, we'll see you next week.
You bet. All right, and we need to take this first break, and when we get back, we will talk a little fishing. We'll get out on the water with Mark McMurray, the owner of Bluff City Outdoors, when we return to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. It's hard to talk before the guitar starts. Like, you're waiting for it. I don't want it. Like, Chad's looking at me like, hey, we're back on. And I'm like, I know,
when
but I
going?
Want to wait for the riff. I can't. I like listening. Welcome
what
back.
What a great version of that song.
Absolutely. Oh. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner, Bo Matthews. Did you know, Bo, that that song, that compilation there with Run DMC is credited with sort of revitalizing Aerosmith? That they may have been sort of done, and in the mid-80s. And then look at how big of a career they've had since then. And they were kind of starting to fade away, and people thought maybe they were kind of done. And then they did that, and they went back. That was like a number one hit, and then they were back to making records and
back on top.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
great
amazing.
Stuff.
You know, as soon as I heard the scratch track at the beginning, I was like, I love that video.
Yeah.
The video
so, yeah.
when you could get videos on MTV, that was the best
that
video in the
big
world.
That video was a big deal, and like I said, kind of put Aerosmith back on the map. That song.
I was in a toy run with Steven Tyler. Do you know how little that dude is? I mean, he looks 9 foot tall on stage, but he's about 4'10" and I sneeze.
Really?
Oh, and he's a teeny tiny guy.
And very slight. A very slight build.
Dainty, you could say.
Yeah, you could.
Great dude, though.
So, as I mentioned in that last segment, right now we are going to talk a little fishing here on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. Anytime we talk about fishing, it's brought to you by Bluff City Outdoors. Over there in Alton, just about a mile away from Fast Eddie's, they have got you covered with anything that you need. Being so close to the Mississippi River, of course, they specialize in big catfish gear, but they also have a huge selection of crappie and bass lures. They have all your spoonbill snagging needs, big selection of live and frozen baits. Like I said, anything that you need to go fishing, they have you covered at Bluff City. And joining us on the phone now is the owner of Bluff City Outdoors, our friend Mark McMurray. Mark, great to talk with you. How's it going?
Hey, it's going good, Tony. Good. Talk to you guys again.
Absolutely. So I mentioned at the beginning of the show that right now it's kind of unseasonably cold. I like the cool weather, but I think that a lot of people, you know, the weather starts to change like this. Maybe you had to kick on your furnace once or twice, and you start to think summertime's over, and maybe a lot of the outdoor activities are coming to a close. But I've caught a lot of big fish in October and even in November. How much time do we still have, you think, in this fishing season for good weather and good days out on the water?
There's a fair amount of time. I like to tell people, you know, in the fall you're entering your true second season, especially for crappie and bass and such, because once the temperatures dip like they've been, we've been kind of waiting for it to get cool, get those cold nights to get, it triggers a feeding frenzy, just like in the spring before the spawn, the crappie and the walleye and sauger in the river around here, the bass, they start eating again, and it's really your second season, and it's probably your best fishing for those species of the season.
And, yeah. Go ahead, Bo.
You know, there's not a lot of ice fishing in this area. I grew up in Minnesota where ice fishing was a thing, and I'm not talking about the ice fishing houses. You know, now they have like, you know, tiny houses on lakes up in Minnesota where, you know, it's got a hot tub and it's got a shower and a bathroom. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about walking out onto the lake, freezing your butt off. But Mark, is there much ice fishing around the Missouri-Illinois area around here?
If it gets cold enough and we get thick enough ice, there is the people do get out there very quick. It's a dedicated bunch that wait for it. It's just, if we get it, usually it's mid January to mid February is when it happens here.
Have you ever done it, Mark?
It's I have a lot of friends that have.
I've never done it. Bo, did you ever do it when you were up there?
Absolutely. Again, not in an ice fishing house like a lot of people have nowadays, no, we did. An axe to get through the ice. You know, in Minnesota, it's not hard to find thick ice. But Mark, are you open year round? So in case there are ice fishing people out there?
Oh yeah, we're open. We only close 3 days a year. We close Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. That's it.
Good for you.
Yeah. And what about, does the inventory change much as we go into these, you know, the weather starts to cool down? I would imagine that, you know, people are, I know I start to change, you know, my approach when I go out in the water, obviously, when it's cooler outside. Does the inventory change there at Bluff City much? And if so, or even if not, what are people changing to right now? What are some of the more popular lures and baits that people are using?
Yeah, it really, a lot of times they'll have to downsize a little bit when you enter this fall season, get a little bit smaller with your baits, a little bit slower action. You know, water cold, they're cold-blooded, so they get a little more lethargic, but they still eat. And then a lot of people don't realize it, but some of your best catfishing will be here in September, October, November, really until the weather turns really foul. Numerous guys, remember you guys talked to Wade earlier in the year? He was stringing his last year. His personal bests were all coming. He was beating them there, and, you know, just every week it seemed like in October he'd catch another one that was bigger than the one he had a week before.
You just
have to change your baits.
When you're fishing for cat on a river like that, I just don't have that much experience doing that. I'm a lake fisherman for largemouth bass, and when I am on a river, it's usually a smaller one, and I'm going for smallmouth bass. And as you mentioned, fish slow down, and you have to change kind of what you're doing. But one thing that does happen in the fall in colder weather is maybe you don't catch as many fish, but you have a much better chance at catching the bigger fish when it's early in the spring or later in the fall and the weather's cold. Does that same philosophy happen with catfishing on the river? Maybe it's not as easy to catch as many, but it's a better chance to catch the big guys?
It's because they change what they're eating. Like, we're entering shad season now, or like for cut bait, everybody's going to switch off from skipjack and go over to shad because that's what they prefer with the winter. I think it has to do with the shad. They're kind of a weak fish. It gets real cold, they'll start dying off and getting weak, and they just seem to, that's the preferred bait over the winter. And one thing around here a lot of people don't realize is we actually have some pretty good walleye and sauger fishing in the St. Louis area. Down there at the low water dam, they're just south of 270.
Yeah.
This is we're entering that season now. It's a November, December, January time to catch those guys. And there's some nice walleye and sauger down there.
Yeah, catching walleye, that's a really fun, that's a fun time. That's a fun fish to catch.
Good eating.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of that second season, Bo, are you still open out there? Your pond in the backyard still open to the public for
You better take those words out your mouth right now. I'm sorry. Don't even joke about
season.
This no more.
He said it's the second season.
No. There was never even a first season here, buddy. Don't say no. Seriously, there'll be a rumor, and I don't want. No way. No way. I got signs.
I don't know. I think you pretty much. I don't think there's a rumor. I think you're pretty clear about it every time I bring it up.
Stop.
It is fun though. It is fun. Well, hey, listen. Exactly, Mark. I was just gonna say, nobody wants to fish in Bo's pond anyway because it's empty. His neighbor His neighbor cleaned him out.
Yep, I think so.
Mark, before we let you go, as you mentioned, still plenty of time to get out on the water this year, and in this crazy year of COVID and social unrest and presidential debates that are not even debates. It's better now than ever for your soul, in my opinion, to shut all that off and get out of the water and enjoy some fishing. So, how can people find you out there at Bluff City and learn more about the shop if they're going to be getting out on the water soon, so they can get out there and stock up the tackle box?
Yep, so we're located over in Alton. We're a mile east of Fast Eddie's. They're on Broadway, and we have all your fishing needs. So if you want to learn how to catch these walleye sauger down there, come in and see us, because it is very unique what you have to go down there and use, and we can tell you that. I'm going to not say it so that you have to come in and talk to us.
There you go. Yeah, it's a great place. Bluff City is a great place to, like you mentioned, you can also get a lot of information from the folks working there at Bluff City. You got questions about different types of lures and what to use and all that. Not just a great place to stock up, but also get some good information. And, Mark, you also have this trapping business that's happening right now. Before we let you go, fill us in on that.
Yeah, so trap. I'm a trapper. That's what I love to do. That's how I paid my way through college. Was trapping, using furs to pay for it. So it's real dear to my heart. But we're also about the only one in the St. Louis area that carries a significant amount of trapping supplies. And we just got a shipment of a bunch of Duke traps, some of their new coyote traps, some beaver traps, and stuff. And so we do carry all of that stuff for all you trappers out there. Anybody wanting to get into it, I work Saturdays. Come in and talk to me. I'll be glad to help you get going. It's it's a It's a good thing to do, especially try to remove some of those coyotes from the woods if you're a deer hunter and stuff.
Absolutely.
It does make a difference.
No doubt about it. Great stuff. Great information. Bluff City Outdoors, again, 2813 East Broadway in Alton, bluffcityoutdoors.com on the web, and get out there and check it out. Mark, thanks again for everything you do for this radio show, and thanks for spending some time with us today.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
You bet.
All right. See you, buddy.
All right, we need to take another quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk to TJ from Tactical S, the most impossible store to promote on the radio because of the title. But we are going to talk to him.
Otherwise known as Sig Glock and Colt, right?
Sig Glock and Colt, TJ from Tactical S, and we're going to talk about feral hog hunting and some other things when we get back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner Bo Matthews. We are going to momentarily talk to TJ from Tactical S. Got a lot of topics to talk to him about. We're going to be talking about the feral hog situation in the state of Missouri with TJ, among other things. And, you know, when you're out there hunting, you're in the great outdoors. And anytime we talk about the great outdoors here on Second Amendment Radio, it's brought to you by
the folks at Razorback Armory. They're your full-service firearm shop. They strive to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts. No matter what caliber you're after or information you're looking for, you want a suppressor, go to RazorbackArmory.com to find directions and details and tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory.
All right, and now let's go ahead and get TJ Kurgan, a.k.a. Sid Glock and Colt, on the show once again. TJ, it's been a little while since we've had a chance to talk with you. How's it going?
It has, man, and thanks for having me back on the show. I've been busy, you know, arming America. It's been one heck of a year so far, and it's the gun industry is up in some cases 300% over last year. Ammunition shortages, gun part shortages. My daily life is just trying to find product for my customers.
No kidding. So, you know, before we get into this, the feral hog issue and the other stories that I want to talk to you about, we talk to our friends at various gun stores every week here on the show. And Tactical S out there in St. Peter's is not a gun store, but you guys provide, obviously, a lot of equipment and gear and merch to the gun owners and the firearms industry. How big of a hit has 2020 been on you? Has it hit you guys, I would imagine, just as hard as it's hit the gun stores?
Absolutely. I mean, we're setting records left and right. We opened, our St. Louis store is crushing it. Our online is crushing it. The only thing we did wrong was we opened our Orlando store right before COVID. And so Orlando is really suffering. That store is not doing as well because so many people down there are unemployed with Disney being shut down and whatnot.
Yeah.
But our sales are just incredible. I've got 100,000 rounds of 9mm coming in next week, and we expect it to last 2 hours.
Wow. Wow, yeah, that's incredible. We've never seen anything like it, and it just goes to show you the unstable atmosphere that we've been in throughout 2020. So one of the things
what you have, this is the thing people don't think about. Now, not only do you have COVID and you have instability, insurrection, riots, communists, Antifa, you have all these things. Those things are creating first-time gun buyers, and that's where the inventory pressure is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
We saw anywhere from 3 to 5 million first-time gun buyers in March, April, May, June, every single month. And when think about it. Let's just take 1 month. 3 million first-time gun buyers. That means they don't own another gun. So what else do they need? They buy at least 3 boxes of ammo. So now you're talking about 3 50-round boxes of ammo. That's 150. 150 times 3 million. That's how many rounds of ammo those new gun buyers sucked up. Targets. Optics, red dot optics are really under a lot of pressure right now. They come and go as fast. They come in, they go right out. It's because those first time gun buyers. I mean, even gun cases, gun safes, all that. There's pressure on everything because these people it's not like I went out and bought my 63rd gun or my 500th gun. You know, I don't know where my actual gun number is, but somewhere between those two. But it's just so many people that have spent their life, oh, I don't need a gun, you know, but then they realize, you know, the police aren't coming to protect you. They're just coming to write the report. You know, and it's up to us. You know, no one's coming. It's up to you.
Yeah, and
that's what people are waking up to.
That's a great, perfect way to illustrate the pressure that all the first-time gun owners have had on the industry. And then knowing that is happening, knowing that all these first-time gun owners are buying up all of the guns and all of the ammo, the avid collectors are saying, I don't want to not have my ammo. So they know that they need to get out and get it too, and it puts, you know, double and triple pressure on everyone.
Oh, yeah, the frenzy buying in the gun industry is always a problem. You know, whenever somebody says, you can't have one of those, everybody wants one. And whenever somebody says, oh my God, it's hard to find this, and the prices when you do find it are ridiculous. 9mm right now on Cheaper Than Dirt, which is notorious for price gouging. Cheaper Than Dirt, they're selling 9mm full metal jacket, 115 round cellar and bellet crap ammo for $1 a round. You're talking 50 bucks for fifty rounds of Target 9.
I saw it higher
that's
than that
incredible.
Actually on there too, but
dang, crazy.
And hey, TJ, I got to ask you though, when you have a person is a new gun buyer, because a lot of times they're very vocal about it. Well, I just bought my first gun. How many? Yep. What's the percentage of people that you say to yourself in your head? Because I've come across a couple that I'm like, oh my goodness, this person does not need to have the responsibility of a firearm, but you got to help them as best you can, right? Yeah.
First thing I say is training. You need training. Go get training.
No doubt.
Training's fun. Training's it's your right to own a gun. It's your responsibility to get the training. Go to Ultimate Defense. Go to the Range St. Louis. Go to somebody and sign up for a class, you know, and learn, you know, gun safety so you don't shoot yourself, your dog, or your kid. You know, learn, you know, gun care and maintenance. Learn legal, you know, when can you shoot, when can't you shoot. You know, that's the kind of stuff that people need to be worried about, not getting their second or third or 30th or 40th gun. They need to get the training on how to use the gun. And you know what? I recommend escalating that training to the point of, you know, actual force-on-force stuff, you know, whether it's sim rounds, UTM, airsoft, whatever, where you can actually experience adrenaline and what adrenaline does to you with, tunnel vision, audio inclusion, memory loss, loss of fine motor skills. Until you
shakiness.
Actually experience that, you know, when the shit, when the stuff hits the fan, you know, if you haven't experienced it before, you're going to be a mess, and you're not going to know what to do, and you're probably going to make mistakes.
Absolutely. We're talking to TJ Kurgan from Tactical S out there in St. Peter's. While we have a few minutes left here, I want to get to as many topics as we can. One of the things about Tactical S is some of the really cool stuff that you guys have in there. We've talked a lot about the feral hog situation in Missouri and actually throughout the Midwest, and how it's becoming a real problem, and the MDC is telling people, you know, to kill these animals. We need, you know, they're doing a lot of damage. You can hunt these animals, and
seen what happened to Texas, you know. They're coming up from Texas, and you know, Trump hasn't built a wall to keep the hogs out, so basically the Missouri Conservation Department has declared war on them, and not just the hogs, but coyote too. I'll be honest, I've never seen a feral hog in this part of Missouri. I'm sure they'll be here soon, but you know, I know they're down in South Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, conservation came out and said, look, you can kill coyotes and hogs, you know, nuisance or species or whatever they call them, invasive species, you know, 365 days a year. And the big deal that they did was they said you could use night vision.
Yeah.
You can use thermal optics.
Yeah.
You can use infrared lasers and infrared lights, as well as artificial light sources, you know, and all of those things were highly illegal up until now. And so, you know, at Tactical S, we carry all kinds of gun parts because we cater to guys that build and customize guns, a lot, you know, AKs, ARs, Glocks, whatever. But we also have a lot of tactical gear, body armor, you know, mag pouches, helmets, all that stuff. But one of my favorite products, and one that doesn't sell extremely well in St. Louis until now, is night vision, We've got everything from your PBS 14 traditional green monocular for about $2,500 up to the new white phosphorus PBS 14, which makes nighttime look like black and white TV. Or if you're a baller, you know, you can get a set of Harris 5032 binoculars. They're about $11,800, but they are absolutely amazing. They're the same things that the Marine Corps is now issuing. We have thermal optics, so you can actually see the heat signature of the animal, and video record your kills.
How cool, Bo. Then, we've talked a lot about
using night vision.
Yeah, we've talked. Bo and I have talked about, half joking, half serious, going out on a feral hog hunt. Bo, how cool would it be to go at nighttime and use night vision and thermal imaging to go and hunt? I mean, that can't be any better.
I can't even imagine. You know what? And actually, first time gun owners, there's your target right there. Feral hogs. That's what you need to go after.
Hey, TJ, we only got a couple minutes left, and I want to get a little political before we run out of time on the show. We were talking off the air a little bit about some of the issues that you have been dealing with on your social media. Could you enlighten folks about the battle that you've experienced and, you know, maybe make some people aware of what is happening on social media?
They are talking about it on the fake news. President Trump's talked about it, even signed a executive order against it. You know, the social media, the like Facebook, Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, they are basically silencing the right during an election year, which is a violation of federal election laws, and I think it's going to bite them in the butt. But I am a victim of that. My company, Tactical SHT, is a media company. Our SIC code is a media company. We've got over 2 million fans on social media. And Facebook not only took down our Tactical SHT Facebook page with 900,000 followers, they also took down my wife and I's personal profiles. They disabled our accounts. So we lost our pictures of our kids growing up, fishing trips, hunting trips, you know, vacations. All that stuff's gone.
And what reason were you given for that?
And what we figured out was, when they took down the page, my wife and I were admins of the page, which means we were the owners, right? You can be an admin or you can be an editor. An editor is like an employee. Yeah. They don't own it, but they can use it. 2 weeks later, and deleted the accounts of every editor we've ever had. 14 of my employees lost their Facebook pages. 2 of our business partners lost their Facebook pages. And then, so we've been fighting it through back channels. And through the back channel, they told us, this gentleman used to be an engineer at Facebook. He said, I don't know what you've done to tick them off, but they said that you're absolutely not getting your account back because, quote unquote, you publish terrorist content.
Wow.
They literally said we publish terrorist content. And then, miraculously, now this is where it gets stupid. 2 days ago, all of a sudden, all of us got our pages back. Like, everybody's Facebooks were back, and everybody was happy again. And now, we didn't get the Tactical SHT page back, but we got our regular profiles were back working.
And your pictures, too? Hours, did you get your pictures?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but then 24 hours later, they took it away again. It was almost like, they're teasing us. Like, oh, here you go. Nope, you can't have that. And Facebook's not the only one. So Facebook has silenced us, a media company, because of our views being quote-unquote right-wing. But it's not just Facebook. Our YouTube channel was taken down about 3 months ago with 78,000 subscribers. And it's not just social media. About a month ago, you know, we use PayPal on our website to sell gun parts that are 50 state legal, which is PayPal's rules. You know, you can't use a PayPal to buy a gun part that isn't legal in all 50 states. And so our website was programmed to do that. We followed their rules to a T. PayPal came in and shut down everybody I know in the gun industry, lost their PayPal accounts.
Wow.
And all the money that was in those banks, PayPal is still holding.
Oh, my goodness.
For 180 days.
Wow, that is... TJ, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I want to have you back on real soon because it doesn't sound like this saga is over, and I want to get you back soon to give us an update on that. Real quick, before we run out of time on the show, for people that have not been to Tactical S out there in St. Peter's, how can they find you? They're trying to erase you from
not
the web.
Not on social media.
It seems like, but I'm sure there's still ways to find you guys.
Yeah.
How can they get information?
You can still find us. So you can either just go to Tactical. Google's your friend. So go.
There you go.
Google Tactical SHT.
Yeah.
And you'll find us. Otherwise, just come out to St. Peter's, get off Highway 70 at Cave Springs, head west on the North Service Road, and we are on the right. and you can't miss it.
You can see it clearly from the highway there. So, TJ, thanks for your time today. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
All right, man. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet. You bet. All right. Yep, we are going to talk to him.
Known as Sig Glockenkolt, right?
Sig Glockenkolt, TJ from Tactical S, and we're going to talk about feral hog hunting and some other things when we get back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis and my partner, Bo Matthews. We are going to momentarily talk to TJ from Tactical S. Got a lot of topics to talk to him about. We're going to be talking about the feral hog situation in the state of Missouri with TJ, among other things. And, you know, when you're out there hunting, you're in the great outdoors. And anytime we talk about the great outdoors here on Second Amendment Radio, it's brought to you by
the folks at Razorback Armory. They're your full-service firearm shop. They strive to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts. No matter what caliber you're after or information you're looking for, you want a suppressor, go to RazorbackArmory.com to find directions and details and tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory.
All right, and now let's go ahead and get TJ Kurgan, a.k.a. Sid Glockenkolt, on the show once again. TJ, it's been a little while since we've had a chance to talk with you. How's it going?
It has, man, and thanks for having me back on the show. I've been busy, you know, arming America. It's been one heck of a year so far, and it's the gun industry is up in some cases 300% over last year. Ammunition shortages, gun part shortages. My daily life is just trying to find product for my customers.
No kidding. So, before we get into this, the feral hog issue and the other stories that I want to talk to you about, we talk to our friends at various gun stores every week here on the show. And Tactical S out there in St. Peter's is not a gun store, but you guys provide, obviously, a lot of equipment and gear and merch to the gun owners and the firearms industry. How big of a hit has 2020 been on you? Has it hit you guys, I would imagine, just as hard as it's hit the gun stores?
Absolutely. I mean, we're setting records left and right. We open, our St. Louis store is crushing it. Our online is crushing it. The only thing we did wrong was we opened our Orlando store right before COVID. And so Orlando is really suffering. That store is not doing as well because so many people down there are unemployed with Disney being shut down and whatnot.
Yeah. But
our sales are just incredible. I've got 100,000 rounds of 9mm coming in next week, and we expect it to last 2 hours.
Wow. Wow, yeah, that's incredible. We've never seen anything like it, and it's it just goes to show you the unstable atmosphere that we've been in throughout 2020.
What you have, this is the thing people don't think about. Now, not only do you have COVID and you have instability, insurrection, riots, communists, Antifa, you have all these things. Those things are creating first-time gun buyers, and that's where the inventory pressure is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
We saw anywhere from 3 to 5 million first-time gun buyers in March, April, May, June, every single month. And when think about it, let's just take 1 month, 3 million first-time gun buyers. That means they don't own another gun. So what else do they need? They buy at least 3 boxes of ammo. So now you're talking about 3 50-round boxes of ammo. That's 150 times 3 million. That's how many rounds of ammo those new gun buyers sucked up. Targets. Optics, red dot optics are really under a lot of pressure right now. They come and go as fast. They come in, they go right out. It's because those first time gun buyers. I mean, even gun cases, gun safes, all that. There's pressure on everything because these people. It's not like I went out and bought my 63rd gun or my 500th gun. I don't know where my actual gun number is, but somewhere between those two. But it's just so many. People that have spent their life, I don't need a gun, but then they realize, the police aren't coming to protect you. They're just coming to write the report, and it's up to us, No one's coming. It's up to you.
Yeah. And
that's what people are waking up to.
That's a great, perfect way to illustrate the pressure that all the first time gun owners have had on the industry. And then knowing that is happening, knowing that all these first time gun owners are buying up all of the guns and all of the ammo. The avid collectors are saying, I don't want to not have my ammo. So they know that they need to get out and get it too. And it puts, you know, double and triple pressure on everyone.
Oh, yeah, the frenzy buying in the gun industry is always a problem. You know, whenever somebody says, you can't have one of those, everybody wants one. And whenever somebody says, oh my God, it's hard to find this, and the prices when you do find it are ridiculous. 9mm right now on Cheaper Than Dirt, which is notorious for price gouging. Cheaper Than Dirt, they're selling 9mm full metal jacket, 115 round cellar and bullet crap ammo for $1 a round. You're talking 50 bucks for fifty rounds of Target 9.
I saw it higher
that's
than that
incredible.
Actually on there too, but
crazy.
And hey, TJ, I got to ask you though, when you have a person is a new gun buyer, because a lot of times they're very vocal about it. Well, I just bought my first gun. How many? Yep. What's the percentage of people that you say to yourself in your head? Because I've come across a couple that I'm like, oh my goodness, this person does not need to have the responsibility of a firearm, but you got to help them as best you can, right? Yeah.
First thing I say is training. You need training. Go get training.
No doubt.
Training's fun. Training's it's your right to own a gun. It's your responsibility to get the training. Go to Ultimate Defense. Go to the Range St. Louis. Go to somebody and sign up for a class, and learn, gun safety so you don't shoot yourself, your dog, or your kid. Learn, gun care and maintenance. Learn legal, when can you shoot, when can't you shoot. You know, that's the kind of stuff that people need to be worried about, not getting their second or third or 30th or 40th gun. They need to get the training on how to use the gun. And you know what? I recommend escalating that training to the point of, actual force-on-force stuff, whether it's sim rounds, UTM, airsoft, whatever, where you can actually experience adrenaline and what adrenaline does to you with tunnel vision, audio inclusion, memory loss, loss of fine motor skills. Until you actually experience that, when the stuff hits the fan, if you have it, if you haven't experienced it before, you're going to be a mess, and you're not going to know what to do, and you're probably going to make mistakes.
Absolutely. We're talking to TJ Kurgan from Tactical S out there in St. Peter's. While we have a few minutes left here, I want to get to as many topics as we can. One of the things about Tactical S is some of the really cool stuff that you guys have in there. We've talked a lot about the feral hog situation in Missouri and actually throughout the Midwest, and how it's becoming a real problem, and the MDC is telling people to kill these animals. We need they're doing a lot of damage. You can hunt these animals, and
seen what happened to Texas. They're coming up from Texas, and Trump hasn't built a wall to keep the hogs out, so basically the Missouri Conservation Department has declared war on them, and not just the hogs, but coyote too. I'll be honest, I've never seen a feral hog in this part of Missouri. I'm sure they'll be here soon, but I know they're down in South Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
But conservation came out and said, look, you can kill coyotes and hogs, nuisance or species or whatever they call them, invasive species, 365 days a year. And the big deal that they did was they said you could use night vision.
Yeah.
You can use thermal optics.
Yeah.
You can use infrared lasers and infrared lights, as well as artificial light sources, and all of those things were highly illegal up until now. And so, at Tactical S, we carry all kinds of gun parts because we cater to guys that build and customize guns, a lot, AKs, ARs, Glocks, whatever. But we also have a lot of tactical gear, body armor, mag pouches, helmets, all that stuff. But one of my favorite products, and one that doesn't sell extremely well in St. Louis until now, is night vision. We've got everything from your PBS 14 traditional green monocular for about $2,500 up to the new white phosphorus PBS 14, which makes nighttime look like black and white TV. Or if you're a baller, you can get a set of Harris 5032 binoculars. They're about $11,800, but they are absolutely amazing. They're the same things that the Marine Corps is now issuing. We have thermal optics, so you can actually see the heat signature of the animal, and video record your kills.
How cool. Bo, we've talked a lot about
using night vision.
Yeah, we've talked, Bo and I have talked about, half joking, half serious, going out on a feral hog hunt. Bo, how cool would it be to go at nighttime and use night vision and thermal imaging to go and hunt. I mean, that can't be any better.
I can't even imagine. You know what? And actually, first time gun owners, there's your target right there. Feral hogs. That's what you need to go after.
Hey, TJ, we only got a couple minutes left, and I want to get a little political before we run out of time on the show. We were talking off the air a little bit about some of the issues that you have been dealing with on your social media. Could you enlighten folks about the battle that you've experienced and, you know, maybe make some people aware of what is happening on social media?
They are talking about it on the fake news. President Trump's talked about it, even signed a executive order against it. You know, the social media, the like Facebook, Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, they are basically silencing the right during an election year, which is a violation of federal election laws, and I think it's going to bite them in the butt. But I am a victim of that. My company, Tactical SHT, is a media company. Our SIC code is a media company. We've got over 2 million fans on social media. And Facebook not only took down our Tactical SHT Facebook page with 900,000 followers, they also took down my wife and I's personal profiles. They disabled our accounts. So we lost our pictures of our kids growing up, fishing trips, hunting trips, you know, vacations. All that stuff's gone.
And what reason were you given for that?
And what we figured out was when they took down the page, my wife and I were admins of the page, which means we were the owners, right? You can be an admin or you can be an editor. An editor is like an employee. Yeah. They don't own it, but they can use it. 2 weeks later and deleted the accounts of every editor we've ever had. 14 of my employees lost their Facebook pages. 2 of our business partners lost their Facebook pages. And then so we've been fighting it through back channels. And through the back channel, they told us, this gentleman used to be an engineer at Facebook. He said, I don't know what you've done to tick them off, but they said that you're absolutely not getting your account back because, quote unquote, you publish terrorist content.
Wow.
They literally said we publish terrorist content. And then, miraculously, now this is where it gets stupid. 2 days ago, all of a sudden, all of us got our pages back. Like, everybody's Facebooks were back, and everybody was happy again. And now, we didn't get the Tactical SHT page back, but we got our Facebook, regular profiles were back working.
And your pictures, too? Hours, did you get your pictures?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but then 24 hours later, they took it away again. It was almost like, you know, they're teasing us. Like, oh, here you go. Nope, you can't have that. And Facebook's not the only one. So Facebook has silenced us, a media company, because of our views being quote-unquote right-wing. But it's not just Facebook. Our YouTube channel was taken down about 3 months ago with 78,000 subscribers. And it's not just social media. About a month ago, you know, we use PayPal on our website to sell gun parts that are 50 state legal, which is PayPal's rules. You know, you can't use a PayPal to buy a gun part that isn't legal in all 50 states. And so our website was programmed to do that. We followed their rules to a T. PayPal came in and shut down everybody I know in the gun industry, lost their PayPal accounts.
Wow.
And all the money that was in those banks, PayPal is still holding.
Oh, my goodness.
180 days.
Wow, that is... TJ, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I want to have you back on real soon because it doesn't sound like this saga is over, and I want to get you back soon to give us an update on that. Real quick, before we run out of time on the show, for people that have not been to Tactical S out there in St. Peter's, how can they find you? They're trying to erase you from
not
the web.
Not on social media.
It seems like, but I'm sure there's still ways to find you guys.
Yeah.
How can they get information?
You can still find us. So you can either just go to Tactical, Google's your friend, so go.
There you go.
Google Tactical SHT,
yeah.
You know, and you'll find us. Otherwise, just come out to St. Peter's, get off Highway 70 at Cave Springs, head west on the North Service Road, and we are on the right. And you can't miss us.
You can see it clearly from the highway there. So, TJ, thanks for your time today. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
All right, man. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet. All right, we've got to wrap this up. Don't forget about the podcast exclusive. We'll be able to continue some of these discussions there. And that's going to do it for producer Chad Ellis and my partner, Bo Matthews. I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.